But we also thought that don't do August things like cutting and all these things. If a mandir was not there for thousands and hundreds and lakhs of before there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He did no effort for making temple there or anything bodily or outwardly thing. Our preaching and our everything is for Atma. Atma Jnana, Bhakti. So without mandir, in our cult, mandir is Kanishtha Adhikari versus Vidya. It is only for Kanishtha Adhikari. And if a Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari does worship, it is for only to give training for them. Or he does the Bhav Seva like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Always doing Ashtakaliya Seva. And for Kanishtha Adhikari, it is very useful to do Vidya Seva. But in Kalika, it is very hard to worship Kinship Vigraha. In India we see now so many difficulties in worshiping Vigra Seva. So a day will come when there will be no mandir, nothing. But wanting chanting of Harina, which anyone cannot disturb anything. And doing things. But they cannot understand these things. So we should try to make them understand by Gita, by Srimad. If they can understand, it is very good. Otherwise, outwardly we have some sympathy. Everything for Arjun. But not for Arjun. Arjun became very sad when he heard all this Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He told that I am a Sakha of Krishna. And he is telling that Sarvadharmam Parityajamam Ekam Sharanam. I have done in very childhood, or in so past verse and verse, I have done all these things. Why now he is giving this shiksha to me? Like gopis, Krishna is telling me in Srimad Bhagavatam that you should meditate me. Gopis are telling that this training is not for us. They are trying to full jnana.
Forget
you. Always. And Brahma and all others, Shankar, Sanat Sanatkar, are trying to meditate your feet, but we are always unremembering. But we cannot. And you are telling to meditate us. So gopis and all these things are upadesh, are not for gopis, are for ordinary person who have no Atma Vivek. Atma Vivek, you know, Atma Anatma. Separation.
Discrimination.
Gita, one thing is that Manmana Bhava, Matathap. Maya Madhyaji, Mam Namaskur, Mam Eva Yashas, Pratijano Priyosa. Gita has some five classes of Siksha. Siksha means
instruction.
Instruction. ordinary. Guhya. Guhya tara. Guhya tama. And sarva guhya tama. And in Kita it has been clarified all these things. Ordinary shiksha is that vamsas jiranami tathatiya. This body is not soul, soul is not body. Body is for soul, soul is not for body. And this comes and goes. We should not think for, worry for this body. One day, one, it will go sure. If old doctors of the old world will come, they cannot see, say, anyone. But life has been given by our karma. Menam chi danti shastra hi janam bandha. Na chanu na sosu. This is ordinary shiksha. You should have sukh and dukh. And you should be satisfied with this. You should isko sajya karna chahiye. What is the meaning of sajya?
Sajya.
You should, You should
sahya khana chahiye.
Sahan karna chahiye.
Same, bear.
You should bear it.
Tolerate, detection.
Tolerate, yes. Alright. If suffering comes by doing nothing for that. Normally it comes without any effort. In the same manner, if sukh is there, sukh means
happiness.
Happiness is there. It comes automatically. So we should not bother about this. It surely comes. So these are ordinary sukha. Karmanne vadhikaraste maa phaleshu kadacha. This is ordinary sukha. Brahma gyan is guhya. Paramatma gyan is guhyatara. Bhagavat gyan is guhyatama. And to love Krishna, especially with bhava of gopis, is sarva guhyatama bhava. In this sloka, manurama, madhava, madhiyaya, mang namasu, these are categories. First day, manmanaha, why your daughter is going? He may go, but you should not go. She told this, I will go. If you get me out of harm, if her husband will reject me, but I will go. And she, what he, who is she? So, when old lady and went out and his daughter went. He at once came out of the door and saw Krishna. Krishna saw him for a distance. Oh, he sees newly married. And she lovely sing to me. So Krishna caught hold of a cough and his leg means
tail.
Did like this. And he at once jumped and ran away towards that door. Krishna made it this. And see, and Krishna also running towards that to catch hold of that cough. He went running there. When he came near to that lady, he showed him. Krishna took his flute and very mildly smiling, she gave it to him here. And at once returned. His heart Krishna took with him and went to call her. She is standing and standing for hours and hours. Her mother-in-law came. What are you doing? Why you are standing? I have told you that that serpent will come and catch you, will cut you. So I think that he has cut you. Sure. But she could not speak. She was out, her mind was out of this. Anyhow, she catch hold of that lady and took it to his home room. She thought that if I give him order to do like this, dadhi manthan. Dadhi manthan ka kya?
Churning.
Churning.
Makkas.
She told that go back to this room and cards should become in handi and I do like this. She heard the her order, but his mind was upset. So entered the room and brought a honey kya? Indica.
Pot.
In which some seeds of sarso. Sarsa. Oil seeds.
Mustard
oil seed was kept. So she took out that pot and began to because he was one man was not there. Krishna has taken in his heart. After some time she came, returned and she told that, oh, what today? All seeds you are
churning.
Get up. Bring water from well far away. And she gave one pot, another pot, and another pot. Three pots in here, and one pot here. And very big rope she gave in this. And in this, a little boy has given to his lap here. Go at once and bring water. Anyhow, he was trying to divert his mind. She took in all these things, went to that well, kept the pot there, and he made sit down that boy and took rope and instead of giving rope to the pot, he gave it to the neck of that boy. Because his mind was not there. Then one copy told, oh, any bhoot has caught her. Bhoot means
ghost.
Has. Another copy, no. Nandapoot has caught it. Nandapoot, you know?
Nand son.
This is an example of manmana bhava. Gopis are all like this. So it is not any ordinary bhakti. Manmana bhava, uttam bhava can be manmana bhava. Like this. This is sarva guhya tamam. It is the aspect of whole Gita to be like the same. But it is very hard to give all these things to Krishna. Gopis are only example of this manmana bhava. Arjun told that in this battlefield I cannot be, it will not be proper to be like this. So give me another
Instruction.
Instruction.
Another instruction.
Then he told, yes. Madhbhakti. Manmana bhav, madhbhakti. Bhakti is that who is trying to be bhakta, sadhana bhakta. Up to bhav bhakta. Not upper than this. Shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasam, sattam. Do have fully consider Atma. All has given for Krishna. And doing sadhana bhajan like this. These are bhakta. Who is bhakta? Radha Maharaj. His time. Ambarish Maharaj is bhakta. By fate he is doing like this. By fate's cleaning of Sri Mandir, and he has engaged all Indri
senses
in Krishna Shiva. Is there bhakta? Like in Gita, he has told, Ananashchintayanto, Mandi Jana Parjupashite, Tesham Nit Abhijuktana, Yoga Shema Vahamriha. Have you heard this slok?
Yes.
What is the meaning of this slok?
Ananashchintayanto. One whose mind is Ananya. Then for him I carry what they lack, preserve one who is always meditating on me.
Those who are not meditating anything else than Krishna.
Ananya chintayam.
When we meditate Krishna, meditate water to drink, to go there, to anna, all others, to Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Narayana, Ram, all these things. For Krishna only and to Krishna. This is called Ananya. But it is sadhana. Arjuna, with about 1,000 years before, there was a bhakta named Arjuna. He was Brahmin, but he was poor Brahmin. He not doing anything for wealth, only for God. He was writing the meaning of Partika of Gita. When this is spoken, he thought that this meaning is that who are Ananya Cheta. Ananya Cheta, understand?
Yes.
Ananya Cheta. Those who have nothing worry for their this bhojan or bodily anything. Nothing to worry. Only they are thinking of me and when needed, I go to them with bags and everything on my head or here and carry them all things. Understand?
Yes.
In India, the labor class has a bamboo stick like. And in the end there is that ropes, and on ropes they keep weights of chawal, dal, anything. So he was thinking that I am a poor Brahmin, and up till now Krishna has not taken for me any weight carrying my foods or clothing or anything. It may be that he can give here anything to others and they will supply. But he will not, he never carries the load of fooding and clothing. So he has marked that letter with a red ink and went for bhiksha. Bhiksha means
begging.
Although by chance he could not get anything till 3 p.m. At last he was returned. In the same time, a boy having so much rice, dal, atta, wheat, sabji, everything, sugar, with on his soldiers, and came to his room, his house, and told, "Oh man, our Guruji has sent by me all these things," and closed them. Darwaja khol dijiye, open the door, and keep it all these things. She thought that any chhatra of this pandit, he has given something, has done something, and he is carrying. She saw that boy is very cloudy glance of these things, very smiling face, very, very beautiful, and Kishore, he at once moved. Boy was with pasina means heart.
Sweat.
Huh?
Sweating.
Sweat.
Sweating.
Perspiration.
Oh, you are sweating? You sit down and take some water and drink. He told that, "Mother, our Guru is very dangerous person. I was some late. He was calling me to carry out all these things. But I became some late. So he has, by his he has done like this. And his saw makes off.
By his nails.
He scratched.
He scratched. And it was appearing that at once blood will come out of him. The Brahmani began to weep. How this too?
Must be cruel.
Cruel.
Well, how cruel this person is. He has scratched in his ear. And blood is coming. And she is very Kishore and Komal. Yet he has given so much heart to her. Heart is so much time.
Yes.
So much.
Wait.
Wait. Oh, I will. When he will come? When he will come, I will rebuke him. I have done so humility with this boy. Oh, boy, you are my son. Please sit down. I am going to cook, and after giving meal to you, then I will leave you, and then you will return. Boy says, "Yes, I am sitting here and prepare meals." She went to prepare the meal. In the meantime, her husband came. Open the door. She was very furious. She at once came and told, "You have beaten that boy." She is very sure, very beautiful. And he cannot carry so much weight. And you have given him so much weight. And you have done like this. That's very cruel. I don't know anything. I have not given anything to any man. Where is that boy? That is peaceful. She went. Where the boys are sitting. And he said that boy is not there. So, they were searching here and there. At once, he told that, "Where is my pita?" The saw that slope and began to weep. That though that red line was not there, Krishna came himself there and proved that what is written in Gita all is true to extent. So he became very nervous and fell to the feet of his wife and began to weep. This is Ananya Shintayanto Mangye Jana Paryupashati. Krishna feeds them. This is comes in Saranagati. We should bother for all these things, but we should not bother who are bhakt. They are surrendered soul. Surrender souls have never anything to anxiety. This is Mother Bhakta. Arjun told that I cannot do in this battlefield like this. Give another shiksha to me. That can I do easily. Mang namaskuru.
Madjaji.
Oh, Madjaji. Madjaji, Archan and Tishan. They have no idea of seva, how seva. That too has. Outwardly, they only know that Sivigra is Bhagavan, but they don't care for bhakts. These are Kanishka. They do archan, seva, puja, all other things. Then Arjun told also again, I cannot do this battlefield, and where I will have flowers and all these things. Shodasa Upachara Puja. So, give me another resource. Then he told Vasu that Mang Namaskar. Only one Namaskar will save you from this worldly life. And you will not take birth in anything. So, to Namaskar is ordinary Shiksha. Jajan, Archan, and all these things. It is like Brahma, Chintan, like Brahma. So it is Guhya. And Guhyata Paramatma Anusilan. Angusta Pariman here, meditating and doing all these things. And Ananya, this is Guhyata. Guhyatam. And that gopi is an example of Guhyatam. Sarva Guhyatam. So Gita has everything but in Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavati is the highest class. It is not ordinary. It is not Guhyatam. Not Guhyatam. But only Sarva Guhyatam. They have told me to take 7 days to rest. And after that, by and by. But daily you should come. You should tell, and I will hear.
Sometimes you
yourself tell all of them. You are okay?
Yeah. And you?
You will be here first time.
Yes. So we just read that, but the one
explanation, Shriniketana, which the gopis give, that Lakshmiji is just, she's afraid that you will leave her, that's why she's keeping you. So, did Krishna give some argument, and that's why the gopis gave that reply? Because we couldn't remember the argument that Krishna gave.
Why she said,
yeah,
Fini came.
Yeah. First Krishna said that I cannot put my feet on your breast because that will be sinful. Then they said that anyone who surrenders to your feet becomes freed from sinful reactions. So we cannot accept what you say. And then Krishna gave the argument that, different arguments, that your breasts are very hard and burning, yeah. And then the gopis gave the counter argument that you have danced on the hoods of Kaliya, so, and he was breathing fire and poison.
She was running after cows, hither
yeah.
and hither.
Yeah. But did Krishna say something that made the gopis to reply Sri Niketana?
What was Krishna's argument? That's what the gopis replied. That you, what was Krishna's?
Krishna, yeah, tell us. Sri Niketana. There are two meanings. Sri means Lakshmi. And Sarvasri is Srimati Radhika. So, I have not touched that meaning. Radhika. Sri Niketana. That Sri Niketatam. Two words. Niketan of Sri, or Sri is Niketan of Krishna. Sri Niketanam, he is Niketan of Sri, then Lakshmi will come here. And when there is meaning that Sri is Niketan of your mind and everything, then Srimati Radhika will come here. Sri Niketanam. Krishna is saying that your breast is so much Subhar Agar. Sri means beauty, so beautiful, beautifulness. So beautiful. So komal, soft, so soft. I cannot give my feet. That feet is very hard. And this is very komal, very madhur jiva. So I cannot keep it on your breast. Then they are telling me. Very much a rush in this. We will have to go through Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Sahib. Then we can have all these ideas. This sloka has so many meanings. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Gatachara. For one Adhikari, qualified, one kind of name. Another upper for another, and for Rashi came out another.
Atmaramastami.
Like Atmaramastami.
And he explained also, Hananita, Vinayavai, Radhakrishna, Paitanai, so many.
You are very obliged to all these Guru Parampara. So we daily wish to do pranam to all Guru Parampara. Daily.
You are speaking the Bhagavatam. We're reading it, but when you speak it, it becomes better. And also, you're from Mathura. Like Sukadev Goswami is also.
But you are coming from Vrindavan.
You have so faith and sraddha to me. Otherwise, I have no qualification like you are saying.
What is your humility?
Are you ready? We had some questions.
So many questions?
Some. But they're easy ones. Sometimes when we've spoken, you explained about the importance of Shiksha Guru. And it seemed that Shiksha Guru has a special importance in Raganuga Bhakti, especially.
Guru has also, Diksha Guru has also.
Yeah.
If he is Siksha Guru, he may tell other persons also Siksha Guru, but both are one. Like he wrote, your Siksha and Diksha Guru is the same. Yeah. But now you can hear from others, and you may regarding and Siksha Guru. As Dattatreya has regarded
24
Siksha Gurus. Whether they have no qualification. A tree, a serpent, a cloud, ocean, that are Vesha, you know?
Posted lady.
That lady, they have no qualifications. But yet he regarded them as a Siksha Guru. Sun, earth, they are Siksha Guru.
Wind.
But he supposed that earth is very sahanshi, sahishu.
Tolerant.
So he sees my Siksha Guru. Serpent never builds any room or house for him. He always lives in rat's hole. And sometime here, sometime there, sometime there. Like it. And so many trees. He never looks after himself. Everything is for others. His lips, his
bark,
his rush, his fruits, his everything is for others. So he is my Siksha Guru. A scent should be like that tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said. So, a good man, a wise man,
can make so many siksha gurus.
Those?
Though they have no, they possess no qualities. And especially those who have some qualities, they are certainly siksha gurus. So 2, 3, 4, 5.
In Raganuga Bhakti, there's special Sikshagur. Necessity, very important to
take. Very
seems.
Important. For Siksha Guru. Though he is Diksha Guru, yet he will have to give Siksha. That is Siksha Guru.
Yeah.
If he has given only mantra in this
year,
only mantra, and he cannot give all these ideas of Raganuga Bhakti, then another guru should be adopted with consent of that guru. And that guru should certainly order him that you can be able to give this one and have all these ideas. I have not so far. And if he does not order, then you should left that guru because he is not guru. कोई जरूरी काम होगा कोई बोले या तो रहने तो रहने एवरीथिंग अरेंज कृष्णा ही सो मच चिंतित किया है, इस सो मच
एंजाइटी,
हैं?
एंजाइटी,
चिंतित का,
मतलब इस
वरी,
इस टेकिंग केयर ऑफ अदर्स,
ही सो मच वरी फॉर जीवास, दैट ही ऑलवेज थिंक्स अबाउट दैट काइंड ऑफ डिवोटीज those who required help, and then Krishna anyhow managed to help them. Sikha Guru, Diksha Guru, Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Without his management, we cannot have any guru. Our Sikha Guru, our Diksha Guru are all these Vaishnava Sangha.
So, sometimes we've heard the term used, at least in like Sadguru, or someone's eternal guru. And
Sadguru and eternal guru?
Yeah, Sadguru, meaning like who is your eternal guru? Sometimes this term is used. Is that a Vaishnava, actually a Vaishnava term? Or is it coming from something else? Or meaning, you know, who? Something about, you know, the eternal
guru. You should know that Guru Tattva is Akhanda. And Akhanda Guru Tattva is Baldev Prabhu. And all Guru are manifestation of Baldev Prabhu.
Yeah.
So those who are realized so, Siddhanta Ved, and having connection with Krishna, that he told that slope.
तस्मात् गुरुं
प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु सेवत शाब्दे परे च निष्णातं ब्रह्मण्युपशमाश्रयम् उपशमाश्रयम् वज नो कनेक्शन नो अटैचमेंट विद वर्ल्डली अफेयर्स दिस शुड बी फर्स्ट एंड इफ ही हैज दिस क्वालिटी बट ही डज नॉट नो द सिद्धांत ऑफ शास्त्र is no guru. So both should be. But if he is unattached with whole worldly things and he knows every siddhanta of shastra, but he has no realization of God, Krishna, then he is not guru. So three things be. But the realization of Krishna should be sure. If the two are not in, but yet he has the relation with God, Krishna, he is one. And if three things are, he is